You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up after 7, it's storytelling time on the Moth Radio Hour. A boy's bar mitzvah becomes a family battleground, and a novelist decides that the only way to cure her writer's block is to block out the world. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
Now, this week saw the largest leak of financial information in history. The Panama Papers are 11.5 million files belonging to a Panama-based firm that helps wealthy politicians, business moguls, celebrities, and others create offshore bank accounts.
Offshore bank accounts aren't necessarily illegal, but they are known to be used to hide money and transactions and to avoid paying taxes. Since the leak, politicians like Vladimir Putin, the prime ministers of Iceland and Pakistan, and celebrities like Simon Cowell and Jackie Chan have all been tied to the Panamanian firm that helps create offshore accounts.
Compared to other countries, there are relatively few Americans' names coming up in the Panama Papers. Our next guest says that actually might be because the U.S. is one of the easiest countries in the world to hide your assets. Easier, maybe, than Panama, in fact.
Joining us now is Shruti Shah, Vice President of the anti-corruption organization Transparency International USA. Shruti, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So is it really easier to hide your money in the United States than it is in Panama?
I wouldn't say it's easier, but it is one of the easiest places in the world to actually form an anonymous company. So, for example, to form an LLC in Delaware, you just need the name of the LLC, you need the address of the registered office, the name of the registered agent, and the witness signature. So you don't actually even need your own name or your own address. You don't need to prove your identity.
So where does the U.S. stand as a potential tax haven?
It's not so much the fact that it is a tax haven, because, of course, the anonymous companies are used to shield people from taxes as well. But the real issue is that because of this anonymity, because when you form an anonymous company, you don't really know who the natural person is that controls the company or derives benefits from a company, they are misused by money launderers, arms traffickers, and even people for bribery. So, like, some of the famous people who used anonymous companies include our former Louisiana Congressman Jefferson, who got caught with $90,000 of bribe money in his freezer. And guess what? He used anonymous shell companies, which helped him facilitate the bribery.
We're using the term shell company here. Tell us what that is.
Well, shell company is really a company which is just a shell. It has no economic activity. There's really not much to it. And you can't actually tell who the true natural person is who owns the company. It could be owned by another company, which could be owned by yet another company in an offshore haven. So it's very difficult to trace who's behind the company.
Now, not everyone obviously uses the anonymity of LLCs in the United States and Delaware, you mentioned, to hide their assets. So how big of a problem, or is this even a problem that the United States should be looking at?
First of all, it is a very big problem, and it is a problem that the United States should be looking at. I agree with you that not everybody who forms a company in the United States does it for money laundering or to shield their taxes or to, you know, facilitate bribery. But the fact is that because there are so many loopholes in the system, it makes it very easy for those who want to do so. And I'll give you a personal example. I mean, my library card has expired. In fact, I sent my husband to return an overdue library book, and he found out my library card had expired. And what happened was that I was told I would need either a utility bill, which showed my current address, or a driver's license with my current address to renew my library card. I live in Arlington, Virginia. I wouldn't need any of those things to open up an anonymous company. Anonymous companies have really been used, not just for money laundering, but they've been used even to scam the federal government. There have been several cases of defense contractors conning the U.S. military. There was one case where they conned the U.S. military into paying inflated prices for food and water for our troops. When you're doing business with someone, you kind of want to know who they are. There is no excuse for not knowing who you're doing business with, and that goes for the U.S. government, but that also goes for ordinary people. Anonymous companies have been used to trick the elderly people out of their savings. All of this is terrible.
Now, a state might decide to put policies like this into place because they want a business-friendly economy, a place where businesses are going to start up and bring money into the state. Is changing some of what you're talking about, making it more transparent, is that likely to depress the economy or discourage business growth?
It shouldn't. It shouldn't discourage any legitimate business. And, you know, the laws that I'm talking about, there is a law in Congress in Corporation Transparency and Law Enforcement Assistance Act, which would require states to collect information about who the natural person is that benefits from a company or controls a company upon company formation. But that legislation, it has not yet been enacted, but that bill has been introduced in Congress. That wouldn't require that information to be made public. It would just require it to be collected and say if law enforcement needs it, they would use a subpoena to get that information. So why would it discourage legitimate business? There is no reason. Of course, if you're a money launderer, you might be deterred.
We're talking right now with Shruti Shah, Vice President of Transparency International USA, and we're talking about the Panama Papers right now. And Shruti, were you surprised that there were not more American names revealed in this information leak?
So let me just say, this is still the tip of the iceberg. We'll see more revelations in the times to come. But with regard to American names, I mean, why I don't need to open up an anonymous company in Panama or the British Virgin Islands when I can do it right here at home in the U.S.
Would you expect that now that we've seen this leak, that this issue that you're talking about and you've been active in for some time, that this is going to start getting more attention?
I think so. I think that radio shows such as this one and, you know, several other shows kind of are covering this extensively. And people are so interested in this issue and they are so shocked and appalled by the loopholes in our system. And they are trying to figure out why banks have been complicit in this and what's going on. An ordinary citizen who pays taxes and say if you're a nurse or a teacher and you can't afford to buy a house in Miami or Manhattan, wherever you live, it's partly because a lot of real estate in the U.S. is now owned through anonymous shell companies, and they are driving up prices, which make houses unaffordable for ordinary people. There are real consequences for ordinary American citizens, and I think people are now delving into it and understanding it, and I think time has come for change. So I would encourage any of your viewers to write to their members of Congress, particularly to the House Finance Committee, which has the power to hold a hearing on this legislation.
Well, speaking of real-life consequences, do you have any sense of what kind of tax revenue the United States might be missing out on?
No, taxes is not my specialty, so I don't. But there are several other organizations which have had estimations of, you know, the tax revenue that's being lost. I mean, certainly a lot, but taxes are not the only reason why people use anonymous companies. They could be using it for several reasons, including because they don't want people to find out who they are. They don't want their business contractors and subcontractors to find out who they really are. There have been cases where people have been debarred from doing business with the federal government, and they've gone on and formed another company and continued to do business with the government. And, you know, you can't find out. And some of those are unsavory characters. So for all of those reasons, it's time to change this anonymity right now.
Is there a political appetite right now to do just that, do you think?
I would say that there was some political appetite, but not all that much. But with the Panama leaks, we are seeing a shift. This morning, I read in the New York Times that Treasury was going to speed up the finalization of the rule, which would require financial institutions to determine who really the natural person was behind their corporate client. And they had proposed that rule in 2014, but it had never been finalized. The fact that banks are not explicitly required to know the natural person behind an anonymous company is staggering, and it's a huge loophole. And I read this morning that they're going to speed that up.
Shruti, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Shruti Shah, Vice President of the anti-corruption organization Transparency International USA. She joined us to talk about the Panama Papers and why she says it's also easy to hide assets here in the United States.